It's the Mornings with Ed show and in studio with Holly Morrell of Heartfelt. And as it turns out, Holly's a former neighbor of mine, and we've been sitting here chatting. But Heartfelt does really incredible, important work, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the exciting things that have happened with being part of Heartfelt. Holly, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for having me, and how fun is this that you're my ex-neighbor?
This is so cool. This is really cool. I hope I was a good neighbor.
You definitely were a good neighbor.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So what is Heartfelt?
Heartfelt is a nonprofit organization, and we're based here in Laguna Beach, and we are dedicated to saving lives from sudden cardiac arrest through early detection, education, and increasing public awareness.
Okay. Okay. And how do we do that? Where do we scan? Is there a process that citizens would go through to do this?
Yes. All right. So we've been fortunate enough to collaborate with many schools and school districts throughout Orange County. So primarily we are at schools,
okay,
school campuses, public and private, and we do exactly that. We actually set up a cardiac screening area,
okay,
and through our program we provide about $1,500 worth of comprehensive cardiac evaluation, including an echocardiogram, which is a cardiac ultrasound,
right,
and an electrocardiogram or an EKG for a small donation of $85 per person.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. I've seen the actual like life scan things up to $300-$400 for some of them. It's essentially the same thing, but much more expensive. So that's really good.
Yes.
Now people could be walking around with a condition and not even know it, right? You could have a blockage and not really know. Is that correct?
It gets complicated, Ed, because when you're talking about blockage, you're talking about heart attack,
okay,
potential and risk for heart attack. Heart attack and cardiac arrest are not the same thing.
Tell me that.
But that's why it's going to remain the number one killer in this country, because people don't think that otherwise seemingly young, healthy, active individuals are at risk because they're thinking of heart attack. But when you hear about these young athletes that are obviously healthy and fit and active, that are dying on the playing field, it's because they have cardiac arrest, okay, some sort of underlying heart condition that causes them to be at risk when they're placing the extra stress on the heart during physical activity.
Right. So this is so important. This is very important. Now I want to take kind of a left turn here. Recently you were part of a reality TV show on Amazon Prime. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. It wasn't necessarily a reality show.
Okay.
It was real for sure.
Right.
But a docuseries.
Okay.
So it doesn't have any of that sort of negative vibe of
right.
a reality show.
You're
at
not
all.
Arguing with some girl from Jersey or something, right? Hey, she spilled on the couch. All right. So how did that work? What exactly was it?
So I got to tell you, Ed, that I've been doing my work for 20 years, and it was probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And I was hesitant and apprehensive in the beginning, but boy, am I glad I decided to do it, because it was life changing for sure.
Wow. Okay, so you were part of a group. So how did they work it out? They had four groups of 10 people.
Right. So Heartfelt was honored to be chosen as one of only four nonprofits for the show.
All right.
And then the producer built a team for each nonprofit that was made up of amazing executives, CEOs, entrepreneurs from all around the world.
Wow.
And it was a competition. We were trying to save the world in 4 days.
Okay.
And we each were assigned a specific challenge.
Okay.
And we had to work together as a team to solve it. And so, of course, mine was related.
Okay, so the challenges were all either socioeconomic related.
Correct.
Or okay, so
correct.
and is it too early to ask who won, or do we have to wait until the series comes out? How does
this? I'm sworn.
We're gonna put you in the chair with the hot light here pretty soon. You want a drink of water? Is that what you want? So how long have we had Heartfelt? How long have you been around?
I've been doing the community service work for 20 years now.
Wow.
This year marks my 20th year. I just had a huge milestone earlier in May where I screened my 50,000th person.
Right.
I mean, it's been a journey, Ed, but I'm happy to say that we've saved hundreds of lives, protected thousands of lives, and it's been an absolute privilege.
That has to be so rewarding. That has to be so unbelievably rewarding, especially on both ends. You figure, okay, they've saved my life, you know, and then on your end to be, yeah, to get that.
Right.
The when's the next scheduled date for?
Well, we have lots of screenings coming up in August and September throughout Orange County, but we will be back at Laguna Beach High School on August 9th.
Okay.
The screenings are open to the public. We screen adults. It's very important. This is the number one killer of Americans. It's the number one killer of women, and a young athlete dies every 3 days in this country from sudden cardiac arrest. So everyone needs to be screened.
Right.
So the screening at the high school is open to the public, ages 5 and up. They can register online when it's convenient for them. And we had a great turnout last month when we screened at the high school, and they have us back twice a year. So we're hoping to be able to protect more lives right here in Laguna Beach.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep that top of mind. August 9th at the high school will be the next screening.
19th.
August 19th. I'm sorry. August 19th at the high school will be the next screening. $85 a shot.
Yes.
All right. And the response you get from the community in the 20 years, now we know you better. Now are you feeling the response? Are you feeling the love? Are you getting what you need? How can we help you more?
Well, it's sort of ironic because I've lived in Laguna for the entire 20 years nearly. Right. And I get a lot of love from the community, but sadly we've had a pretty low turnout in previous years at the high school, which is really heartbreaking, excuse the pun, because you had a young kid that suffered full cardiac arrest in Spanish class a few years ago, and miraculously he was saved, because that doesn't happen very often. Okay. Usually 95% of the individuals that have cardiac arrest outside the hospital don't make it, so he's a miracle. But I will say that this last screening that we did just a couple months back was our largest turnout.
Good.
I think we had a real special piece that aired on Good Day LA. This radio station had me on to promote it, so I'm really thankful we had a great turnout. So hopefully it's building.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I appreciate the love I receive. You know what I mean? But I want to protect my own community.
Right. And as a community, the way to help is to show up at these screenings. You're helping two things. You're helping a great nonprofit, and you're helping yourself, really. I'll be at the screening. I've been curious. I'm not even kidding. We'll talk after this. So I don't want to get all into that, but we'll talk. Now, how long does a screening take? The process of the screening itself?
Approximately about 15 minutes. Okay. I like to joke and say the paperwork is the hardest part of the process. But we do a limited echocardiogram and, again, the electrocardiogram, which, by the way, are the best two tools for detection of the general risks of cardiac arrest. And the screening process takes about 15 minutes. Of course, there can be a few issues. Right. Someone might be more challenging to get better images, so on and so forth. But I would say on average about 15 minutes, and it's absolutely life-saving.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. This is Holly Morrell. Now, I can't let you go without telling me about appearing at the UN. You went to the UN?
As another incredible result of the Amazon Prime TV show, which is called The Social Movement, by the way, I was invited to attend a meeting at the UN.
That's great.
This past weekend, I was in New York City at the UN. And again, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Incredible. And what an honor to be included.
Yeah, that's got to be breathtaking. Holly Morrell does great work with Heartfelt. We'll check out the Amazon Prime series, The Social Movement, and hopefully your team won. Okay, I'm not going to let anything out of the bag, but hopefully, we can be hopeful. August 19th at the high school is the next screening. How can we go online to register?
You can register at heartfeltscreening.org.
Okay.
You just click on schedule a screening, and you can schedule your own time that works most conveniently for you and your family.
Perfect. Holly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. It's been great, and we'll talk. All right. It's been Holly Morrell, again with Heartfelt.